Here at the National Ethanol Conference, I'm speaking with Linda Duvall with American Viewpoint, who did a presentation here at the luncheon about some research that she's done on favorable and unfavorable impressions of ethanol among the general public, and what we can possibly do to deal with that as an industry. So first of all, Linda, why don't you just tell me just in general what you found as far, I know you were very, very detailed here, but just in general, what did you find as far as consumers' opinion of ethanol and how strong that was and whether it can be changed by accurate information?
Well, it's very interesting. First of all, the ethanol industry starts in a very strong position. 40% of American consumers have a favorable impression of the industry. 28% have an unfavorable impression. And the key thing is that once people understand that the ethanol subsidy is no longer in place for ethanol, and they understand that big oil continues to have the subsidy, people see this as being an unfair playing field. Simply educating people about the fact that the subsidy has been terminated is not going to be enough to change their perceptions of the industry. We also have to talk about the positive consequences to the country, to the community, and to individual families. And there are target niche audiences that respond to individual messages. So the message on green energy works very well with younger voters and with women. Talking about the oil companies' subsidies still being in place just plays to the fairness dimension that concerns Americans, that the ethanol industry creates jobs and reduces gas prices, and finally just the sense that this is a fuel for the future, that it allows us to be less dependent on traditional fuel supplies, allows our country to be more independent, and all those things together do a lot to change the impressions of the industry so that by the end of the day, when we readminister the question whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of the industry, we find that it moves to 56% having a favorable impression, 31% unfavorable. So we have a plus 25% drive to favorable impressions of ethanol. The challenges are still pretty acute. People are concerned about the impact on engine performance. They're concerned about fuel efficiency and cost, and there's always the traditional concern about what it's doing to corn in terms of the food supply and food prices. But the future is very bright for ethanol. That's not to say that the communications challenge is not tricky. It's going to require resources, dedication, a repetitive message to get this across, but the future is indeed bright.
You had four main messages, positive messages that you thought the industry should try to get across to the general public. What are those?
Number one, target the environment. Again, that works with younger voters and women. Number two, that oil companies receive the subsidy, which is an unfair playing field for ethanol. Number three, that ethanol creates jobs, and it works to reduce gas prices, so that's, there's a national appeal there. And four, refer to ethanol as a biofuel more frequently. Biofuel is seen as a more futuristic energy source than saying the word ethanol. They come from the same genre, if you will, but if you could somehow meld that together to say that they're one and the same, there are very positive images associated with biofuels.
And you also showed a little pie chart that had, you know, the percentage of people who are strongly in favor of ethanol, period, not really much that's going to change there. The percentage that are just totally against it and there's nothing you can do to change their mind. And then this segment of, I mean, I guess I kind of compare it to the undecided voters. And it's over half. And
right.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, you know, in politics, you like to say that you like your candidate to be likable. It helps if you're likable, and then people want to vote for you. The same thing with things that you purchase. So in this case, ethanol starts off with almost a 2-to-1 fave-unfave in terms of intensity. 31% were consistently favorable towards ethanol. 17% were consistently unfavorable towards ethanol. And 52% are really uneducated. They either don't know enough about ethanol, they associate some negative properties with ethanol, like they think the subsidy is still in place. So there's two-thirds, you know, that are between the unfavorables and those who are true battleground consumers that need more information. There's a lot of potential there. If you can distill down who that battleground audience is, and they tend to be all over the map, but the same four messages that I mentioned earlier work very well with that group of voters to eliminate their hesitation towards the industry and are positive drivers towards the purchase of ethanol.
Linda, can you tell me a little bit about American Viewpoint?
American Viewpoint is a company I started in 1985. We started with primarily political clients, and then thanks to people like Christina Martin, who have been smart enough to move from politics to corporate or association work, the political skills that we have are used in the corporate and trade association world. And it's a great marriage of looking at, because Christina, as a communications person, understands the need to look at supporting messages, opposing messages. You have to understand what your opposition is doing. You have to understand how you could deliver that message, what your market niches are in terms of kind of boiling down, like we're saying here, younger voters, women with the environment. We have to address men who are concerned about engine performance. So that is an important consideration. So we've been in business for since 1985. Politics is something that I really enjoy. So we get very involved in the political battles, and we've been a pollster since 1988 for all the presidential campaigns. But I think what we're looking at in today's world is politics is not as fun and as interesting as it once was. And challenges like what's facing ethanol, to me, that's sort of where the future of this country is. We have to look at other energy alternatives. So it's exciting to apply the same skills that I've used in politics the whole time to an industry that can really use them and understands how to utilize that and see them grow as they grasp these techniques and move forward.
Very good. Well, thank you very much. A good positive message, and I'm sure that RFA is going to be able to use this information to help just really educate the consumers and get the good message out about ethanol. Here at the National Ethanol Conference in Las Vegas, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.